This week on the program, how did we get back here so soon? It's Shrek 2. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak. Chris Cabin.
Eric Shrekska.
And we hate movies.
He looked like Shrek.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in, as always. That's right. Somehow, here we are at Shrek 2 from 2004, directed by Andrew Adamson, Kelly Asbury, and Conrad Vernon. Three people putting their names on the show. Sure.
And Conrad Hilton, did I hear that right?
Connie. Connie.
You know, Don, I want to come on down. I'll show you my dailies for Shrek 2.
No, Don, I own Indiana.
I'm going to open a Shrek Hotel. Shrektel.
I was picturing Shrek jumping over the bar to make an old-fashioned for Connie.
This is, of course, the sequel to the wildly successful film Shrek. This is the first sequel to ever be nominated for Best Animated Feature, so congratulations, everybody.
We established it last time that Shrek was the reason they added that category, so that category was just the Shrek category, and they just nominated the new one.
What's your point? I didn't fucking say anything incorrect.
It's not like this has been 70 years of the Academy. It's been since Shrek 1. That's all I'm saying.
It's 3 years.
And isn't the down... It didn't win, right?
No, it didn't.
So it was for naught. Well, they did it all for fucking nothing.
First of all, they did it all for the Nookie. Second of all...
Oh, right, the Nookie,
And course. Then all the money, too.
Can you get the cookie?
This was the highest grossing film of 2004, which is crazy.
That's fucking bonk town.
And I mean, like, yeah, we are over glut with superhero movies. I totally agree. You give me a bill, I will sign it. Yes, less superhero movies. However, Shrek was the highest grossing film of 2004. So maybe...
Shrek 2, you mean.
Shrek 2, yeah. So let's, you know.
Beat out The Incredibles. That's something.
Yeah, well, it beat out all that shit.
The Incredibles was also 2004? Wow.
I can't remember 2004 other than there was a war on.
Oh, that war that's still going.
Oh, right. Oh,
sorry,
yes.
Wars.
It's called Forever Wars.
I'm looking here. Dude, this fucking domestic total gross to date, over $441 million.
Jesus Louise.
That's wild. That is fucking wild. And then you wrap in that foreign box office. Dude, we are talking almost $1 billion, $919 million plus.
I skipped it. This is my first time around.
The thing is, like, we could hire some computer dorks.
Sure, yeah.
A couple of eggheads.
Exactly. And we could do, like, the voices of, like, some rambunctious rats having a fucking time of their life on Staten
Island. Dude, it's called Garbage Rats.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, dude. We should totally voice Garbage Rats.
But, like, that's all it takes. You just do some shitty comedy.
You know what that Garbage Rats is? There's a real life Garbage Rats coming out. It's that movie. What's it, Kevin? Ugly Dolls?
Oh, yeah. That's
there is some movie. This was a thing when we went and saw Captain Marvel.
Sure.
They had a trailer for it. It's just a movie about, like, these dolls.
Rats eating garbage?
No. It's these dolls, and it's kind of like an Island of Misfit Toys situation. Oh. And it's one of those movies that's supposed to teach kids, like, you can be beautiful no matter what you look like kind of movie. But it's just like these disgusting fucking dolls.
And, don't worry,
and they're all voiced by big celebrities.
And you learn at the end that you can remake Toy Story and call it whatever the fuck you want.
Hey, kids,
never have an original idea.
It's okay to be different, kids. Rub my bump. I'm a doll.
I mean, like,
I get sexual satisfaction from my bump being rubbed. I'm a doll.
How many times do we have to learn it's okay to be different in the grossest way possible? How about there's a kid that's just kind of fat, and that kid learns it's okay to be different, as opposed to a fart-eating ogre
Steve's idea was just the Andrew Jupin story. Exactly. Andrew in sixth grade.
Exactly, the Steve Zadek story. Steve Zadek, up till now.
I'll never forget a girl in sixth grade told me that I had bigger boobs than this other girl in sixth grade who definitely had big boobs.
That's going to hurt your feelings.
It was devastating. It was in front of the whole class.
Yep, and that's,
you got boobs like Shrek.
Look at my titties.
Oh, that's God. More fat bastard.
Now I'm
probably
thinking about like Shrek and Fight Club.
Oh.
Right? Like what? Meatloaf's character.
Big Loaf, yeah. Meatloaf a day. Yeah.
Yeah, he had Shrek tits. They kept saying that throughout that movie.
Look at the cauliflower ears from all the punching. He looked like Shrek.
But Shrek was a solid B, but Bob was like a C plus D.
That was like supernatural breasts that he had.
I cannot believe this Ugly Dolls cast. Kelly Clarkson, Nick Jonas, Janelle Monáe, Blake Shelton, Pitbull, Gabriel Iglesias, Wanda Sykes, Charlie XCX, Emma Roberts, that ends the list of people.
So wait,
that
are they
I
just
know.
Singing? This no, is like all just, singers.
So, it's an animated adventure in which the free-spirited Ugly Dolls confront what it means to be different, struggles with a desire to be loved, and ultimately discover who you truly are is what matters most.
This is all bullshit. By the way, like in Shrek 2, we'll get there, but
sure. We're working our way to Shrek 2.
The moral of the story is not really, is it okay to be different? It's like the folly of the stupidity to not be normal.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't they just become human because their life would be so much fucking easier?
But that's not who they are, Eric. It's okay to be who
you are. But I have no idea of what they are. I've seen
they're
Shrek.
They're ogres. They're fucking ogres. What are you talking about?
I've seen Shrek 1. I've seen Shrek 2. That's all I've seen.
Uh-huh.
But listen, in the rest of the movies, they're also fucking ogres, dude.
They live in a magic swamp, and they're fucking hanging out with Pinocchios and whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And I see nothing in that makes me think it's okay to be different. Like, how is any of this okay? How do I see they're not, they don't enjoy their life. Shrek hates his life. Shrek hates Pinocchio coming in to use the fucking microwave.
I hate to hear this from a man who lives in a bog currently. Because we know this, and like and you're missing the whole point of the ending. The king is like, he had done this whole thing to not be himself.
Yes.
And the whole point is he should have just been himself.
His
frog self.
He's wrong. He's wrong. But Chris, imagine my life if I didn't live in a bog.
You'd be a lot happier.
It'd be better.
No one told you to move to that bog, dude. That was all I
knew. And you enjoy farting in it, too, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Who doesn't enjoy a fart from time to time?
So Shrek 2
is
a motion picture from the year 2004,
right,
wherein we're following all of our characters back from the first one. We open on Prince Charming giving a weird monologue about how dark it is that he... Because he was like, oh, I'm going to save Princess Fiona from the castle. Uh-oh, he gets Mario. He gets there, and instead of Toad,
right,
it's the big bad wolf.
Your princess, although is not in another castle, but she is indeed in a bog.
I guarantee you Mario got pissed. Like, Castle 3, Mario's like, the fuck, come on.
I am fucking breaking my plumber balls, going through all these weirdo lands, trying to find this
lady. I killed another dinosaur. My fucking princess is in here. You fucking kidding me?
How many fucking times is this dinosaur going to fall in lava? Is it the same dinosaur?
Yeah, Luigi. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, I can't make the job tomorrow. I got to go to a fucking castle. This lady's in all these castles.
No way, Luigi. What is that? Yankees tickets? Oh, you are gotta be shitting me.
I guess bring Wario. I mean, what? I gotta stay here overnight. I gotta get to the other fucking castle. This lady's around.
Why doesn't Bowser just hire the plumbers, right? Like, you know he's breaking toilets all right and left.
Oh, sure. They're falling off walls like old Kevin Smith.
But the big bad wolf, he's on some Hannibal shit.
Yeah.
Because he is fucking reading Pork Illustrated and jerking off to like pigs and bathing suits and also eating pork rinds.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That is weird. Wow.
I think the pigs are fucking in that magazine, by the way.
Well,
Pork Illustrated, it's a double meaning.
Well, no, it's a bathing suit. It's supposed to be the swimsuit episode of Sports Illustrated.
He's reading it like pornography, but it's food for him, so this is just a weird...
Food fuckers, dude. They are out there. Food fuckers are out there.
George Costanza, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because I don't sit around and read about like pizza and get horny. You know what I mean? If I want pizza,
dude, Steve, imagine if you did.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's like Hannibal because he fucks, you know, people, and he also eats people.
That's right. Cabin's right.
But like, imagine like seducing and fucking and eating Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs.
Oh yeah.
That'd be a lot.
It would take a lot to seduce that guy, though, man. He was pretty fucking mouthy.
And also, I would have to airlock myself after that shit.
Why? Like,
because you have to live with the memory.
Yeah, totally.
Cherish the memory.
I would want, you fuck like a sexy member of Pizza the Hut's race. Not Pizza the Hut specifically.
So like
he was
garlic
disgusting.
Knot?
No, you shove garlic nuts up your ass, dude. They're little ass beads.
I'm a calzone. Have me all night.
This is a great question.
My name is Calzone.
is the sexiest?
I'm here for the fucking.
What is the sexiest item in a pizzeria?
Oh,
sound
the
off.
The baker.
You know what? The baker on the fucking cardboard box I always get mustache, that central fat motherfucker that looks like he could go to Plowtown.
Yeah.
You never see him in real life. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah. Well, it is a cartoon. Yeah.
I'm just saying I wish they were real.
You're saying you want like a real life equivalent of that guy to be working at a pizzeria?
Exactly. Every pizzeria.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
That
hasn't existed since like The Godfather 2. Mm,
the obvious answer is the square piece. Jamaican beef patty.
Oh, yeah. A lot of hollow room in there.
Chris Cabin wants the grandma slice.
Ooh, yeah.
Sicilian style. Yeah. So,
grandma.
He
hot
winds
grandma.
He's the villain of the film.
Who,
Charming.
Oh, Prince Charming. Yes.
So he's all disappointed to find the wolf is in the bed, and he's like, where's the princess? And the wolf's like, what? Oh, on her honeymoon. And he's like, honeymoon? This is Rupert Everett, by the way.
And we cut to a 6-minute Counting Crows song. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
And it should be Long December. It really should.
That's what it should feel like to go on a honeymoon with Shrek. Long December never ended.
And there's reason to believe maybe Shrek will kill himself this time around.
So the Little Mermaid Ariel gets washed up on this beach and starts making out with Shrek. And then Mrs. Shrek tosses her to the sharks.
Yeah, she gets eaten up.
There's a lot of really hacky, Disney's for babies, but Shrek fucks.
Yeah.
That's lot of this movie, more so than the last movie.
This whole vacation is Shrek getting his fucking ogre dong worked.
Yeah, totally.
But it's not just Disney, though, dude, because unless I'm reading it wrong, when they get like their rings made, there's a total like LOTR gag in there where it's like, again, that's for pussies. Shrek fucks.
So it's like, they go on their honeymoon, they're having all these fun adventures. They're getting chased by a lot of people. Like, they're like, people are out to kill them, and I don't know who they are.
That's a good gag that I laughed at, is the two of them slow-mo running in a meadow. And then you see the pitchforks flying. Yeah. It was a funny visual.
But just
gag.
In general, people like don't want ogres around. Yeah,
because they're the most persecuted people ever.
I can't laugh when Counting Crows is playing.
This
is the problem with me. I can't do it.
Because you're crying. There's
no joy in me. It's gone. It's been evaporated. So what can I do here?
Come on. Come a little faster. Come on. Be a little something.
Come a little faster.
Yeah,
there's a stupid joke in this montage where Shrek is shaving and then she's also shaving.
Yeah.
Because get it? They're disgusting.
But it's been... It's the whole song, dude. It's 4.5 minutes, and the movie doesn't start.
You know what's surprising? 4 minutes and 38 seconds till a fart joke in this movie.
Because there's no action or substance to the film.
That's restraint. I think that's restraint.
But it's a romantic fart, which really puts a sour taste on it.
Well, this is the weird thing where like they're like, it's a hot tub, but it's like obviously a mud tub, and they catch these fairies and they put them in like jars for their own romance, these sentient fairies, and they make them watch them fuck, basically.
Yeah. It's a fetish.
It's a living. Those fairies know what's up.
No, they're screaming to get out. They're like hitting on the glass.
This is the card we've drawn.
I mean, maybe these ogres deserve to be murdered.
Mm.
That's also possible.
They're persecuting fairies. Nobody asked about what the fairies wanted in this universe.
That's true.
We come back they come back to Shrek's little swamp area there, and Donkey is there. Donkey has had a fight with Dragon.
Who does not appear in this film?
No, until the end. Stinger scene only.
Right. Wait, in the end credits?
Yeah.
Oh, I turned it right off.
Oh, really?
It's the most important scene.
Shut up. Nobody say anything until we get to it, because wow, what a fucking spectacular cock up on your part.
Let me check my notes to see if I just don't remember.
You would remember.
There's no way.
It's an abomination.
No.
I can't wait to get there.
You'll be screaming.
I love that. Apparently, on this honeymoon, they've not had any sex, really.
Why? Yeah.
Because they're home, and they're like, hey, donkey, you got to get out of here, because now we got to fuck.
I think they've been fucking the whole time.
And we're just going to keep the ball rolling, train going. Like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Shrek's got that swampy crotch, you know what I mean?
Well, he's also got to take a mud shower, because he's been traveling all
day. Yeah, I never understand the mud shower.
Also, donkey's annoying.
Yes.
Shrek hates donkey. Like, just fucking kill him. I know. The thing is like, oh, I know it's for children, but like, you're an ogre. Ogres are known for killing other mammals or whatever.
You just the shallowed fucking Ariel, the mermaid.
Yeah, exactly.
So what the fuck? Who cares if you killed the damn donkey?
She wasn't voiced by anybody, the stature of Eddie Murphy.
I want to compliment this movie real quick.
Oh, sure. Please.
I think the animation's way better than Trek 1.
It absolutely is.
Oh, sure.
It's an upgrade, especially on the people. Like, they look like people. They have like, because I remember last time it was like doll people, like a flappy kind of all.
It's way more like Sims.
Yes, in the first one. And then this one, there's like the people have, because there's actually a lot of people in this movie, like actual like faces. I feel like,
and that's probably why.
Yeah,
it's like, oh shit, there's like a lot more humans in this. We better buckle down, do our homework, and make these faces look right.
And then like the only people that anyone gave, the only characters that there's definitely a test audience of like, who are the enchanted people you want to see back in Shrek 2? And it's Pinocchio, the Big Bad Wolf, I guess, was a killer. Yeah. Loved the Big Bad Wolf.
Definitely.
Gingerbread Man.
Gingerbread Man, and then the three blind mice are also involved.
And the pigs.
And the pigs. The pig. And they all kind of come over.
But who are we missing?
I mean,
Mason Verger to wrangle the pigs.
Ah, welcome back, Shrek. Yeah, Shrek, we deal with our problems in the swamp a little differently.
Yeah, see, like...
Bordel! Bordel!
Swamp's technically on the property of my chateau.
Yeah, that's right. He made me eat my face, Shrek.
Oh, the blind mice sound wonderful, Bordel. Oh, my, listen to him.
You know, Shrek, you should try having a pig eat your face. Might do some good.
It couldn't hurt, man.
So, right when this part, like, they kind of barge into Shrek's house. Again, the barging always drives me crazy. And because he just wants to fuck. He's like, Donkey, get the fuck out of my house. Because Donkey and Dragon are having a row. He's like, I don't give a shit. That's your problem.
So Donkey wasn't house sitting?
He says he was, but he uninvitedly. Like, basically, it's like, if you went on a vacation, I'd broke into your house.
Beanie, dude.
Totally. Look, Lord knows what that dude's sniffing, what he's eating.
Well, apparently he bought them fish.
Yeah.
The goldfish in this bowl that are now dead.
They're deceased.
Yeah. You would get a restraining order against this donkey. Like, Donkey, this is out of control, Donkey.
I mean, he's got a hole in a rock as his home. I don't think he had to do a lot of breaking. And he had to jump.
I think you're right. The most people like Shrek 4 is that he's got a fucking roof. It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Plumbing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, awesome.
People take advantage of Shrek right and left. And now when...
Hey, man, can I just crash on your couch for a couple of months, Shrek, until I get my shit together?
Oh, Shrek, I'm just trying to get some pixie dust to tie me over, man.
Come on, Shrek. I helped out, man. I fucking cleaned your toilet.
Yeah,
wait,
man.
That wasn't the toilet?
Yeah, man, my dragon kicked me out.
Don't my old lady give me a bunch of shit, Shrek, and I'm cold. Shrek, my dragon lady, man, she tried to fucking drop an ATM on me, man. I was like, come on, dragon.
I mean, I like her because she can breathe fire to heat up the spoon and all, but
wow.
So it's like, oh, everybody get out of my house. Uh-oh, here's a message from the king. And I guess this is all part of one kingdom? Because I was under the impression
Far away.
Yeah, I was under the impression that John Lithgow in the last movie was the king.
Yeah,
because
Lord,
he was a prince.
Lord Farquaad.
He's just the lord of the manor.
Now his castle's like Harren Hall, which is like it's just completely burnt out and destroyed.
So it's like when Kevin Costner comes back from the Crusades and his dad's been fucking mummified like a spider in that bird cage.
Yes, exactly.
That's just what's going on
at
Lithgow's.
It was like a fiefdom that has now been unseated, and I guess it just now rulership just applies to the most local liege lord, which might be far, far
hey
away.
Hey, man, get out of my fiefdom. I've been squatting in this fucking webbed-up man's castle, they,
squatter's rights, man. Now I'm a lord.
They definitely blinded the magic mirror.
But the original treatment for this film, which made the original writers walk afterwards, I think, something like that.
Wow, whoa,
made them walk. What? Well, because they didn't want it, which was the ghost of John Lithgow haunts the movie, essentially.
Wow.
And like it's like about like they're dealing with him again.
But weren't we talking about this, though? They wound up doing that on one of those like direct.
Oh, they did do it. One of them, I think they turned it into something.
Yeah, because it's definitely Lord Farquaad's ghost.
It was William Steig who was against it, who was the guy who owned the rights, who actually died by the time this movie came out.
Good for him, man. Lucky
he got out before all the Christmas specials.
So the king and queen of Far Far Away are like, hey, we want to see our daughter Fiona, we heard that she was rescued, and your beautiful prince should come along. And like, apparently, you know, we're watching television later, which is bizarre. There's no phones or anything. We can't call him.
You screwed it up a bit.
Oh, please.
They think she's going to come to marry Prince Charming.
Got it.
They don't know about the marriage.
Oh, I see.
They send a fucking bunch of horn players, and one of them does Hawaii 5-0 because I noticed that.
That there's so much of that in this movie, and it's really amped up to like, it's not just for like the adults in the room. It's for the adults 65 and older.
Because
who could fucking possibly care about that theme song?
No, we were a decade out from the fucking remake.
So they get the message and they go to, there's this long, insane scene where they're going, they're like, are we there yet?
Oh my God.
Are we there yet?
Dude, I was fucking pulling my beard out of my face watching that.
I guess little kids love the annoying donkey shit.
Of course.
Oh my God, he's so annoying. That's so funny, though. Like,
here's the thing I'm going to do to my dad in the car on the way home from the movies.
But I mean, the beginning of this movie is it's a montage. We might fuck, and now we're bored. Like, literally, this whole sequence is like, man, I'm bored. Man, I'm bored.
So what I was saying about the Kingdom of Far, Far Away being like Los Angeles is like this movie positions the idea that America exists in the Shrek verse.
Yeah, sure.
Because later on, someone's like, oh, Shrek, that's an exotic name. Are you from Europe? So Europe is recognized as an outside thing.
I don't know what that means.
It doesn't mean anything, because these screenplays are all like, we're just throwing shit in there.
Yeah, like Joan Rivers is going to exist for no reason.
Because when they start their little road trip, before all of the Are We There Yet jokes, Shrek is, or Donkey's just singing the fucking Rawhide theme song.
Yeah.
So what is that? Like, I know it's not supposed to be a thing where Donkey is... You're not supposed to think that Donkey is a fan of the show Rawhide. And knows that tune. It's just a dumb thing that they insert because these screenplays are fucking Mad Libs.
It's the same thing with Hawaii 5-0. Like, it's just these things to like, don't you get it? We watch the same shit you do.
There's no joke on there.
Yeah, there's nothing to it. Fuck it. Like, and once we get there, all the jokes are, I wrote them all fucking down.
Wow, good for you.
All these goddamn sub The Good Place puns.
Yes.
Of like Burger Prince. What Versace?
Wasn't there like a Fat Friars fast food?
Baskin Robin Hood, Saxon Fifth Avenue,
Old
Knavery.
There is also a play on Rodeo Drive to drive home the L.A. thing. I forget what it was, but it's there.
And there's also a Hollywood sentence that's Far, Far Away, which is very,
and Lethal Arrow 4.
Oh, that's
That's when
like Lethal Weapon. Oh, that's fucking dumb as shit.
That's when elf Jet Li shows up.
And also, isn't the tune Electric Avenue playing?
Yes.
And
that's again like, oh, that's kind of fun. And we get there, and like everyone throws up when they see Shrek and Fiona, because also the weird thing about this movie is they kind of, I think that what they're trying to emotionally get at with Fiona is like, it's really fucked up that her parents locked her in a castle. Yeah. And they keep bringing that up really specifically, but they never have any kind of rectifying of it.
It's the only like leg to stand on that Shrek has in any argument. Yes. Is like,
you fucking locked her in a castle.
Exactly. Like John Cleese as the king and
Julie Andrews
as the queen, like mainly more the king is like talking shit, and all Shrek has to throw back at the wall is like, oh yeah, well at least I didn't lock her in a castle, what do you have to say to that? And that argument happens like two or three times, but you're right, there's no real rectifying it. Like Cameron Diaz kind of has a scene with John Cleese at the end of the movie, but it's not even really about any of that. It's about how he's been shitty to Shrek, and that's it.
And now I know it's medieval times, so like, and I don't agree with this, but like under that law, if Shrek sacks this castle, therefore then he should have the right to pillage whatever is inside.
Yeah,
in accordance to time at that time.
I mean, if you want to defend him in a court of law, you are welcome to do it. I'm not. I mean, I just don't like, it's like false equivalence. It, like, Shrek does try to be nice to this king at first, and then later they're like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yes, he did. Well, and then, like, the whole thing is the king is a complete piece of shit.
Yes.
But you can't say he's a complete piece of shit.
Yes.
He has to be, like, a good guy at the end.
He's the character I sided with the most. Because
that makes complete sense.
He tries to hire a hitman to kill Shrek, which is one of my favorite sequences.
Well, there's also, like, we're also doing a lot more of the, oh my god, ogres are a persecuted class, and, like, it's the way that the filmmakers describe this film is like, guess who's coming to dinner, but with Shrek instead.
Sure.
But that, you can't do that. Yeah. And like, there's also this line where he's like, well, I guess I won't be invited to their country club. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you can't just, it's not one-to-one. You can't just say that the way black people are treated in America is exactly like ogres are. By the way, it's a joke. By the way, there's no black people anywhere in this fucking enchanted land. Eddie Murphy doesn't count because it's a fucking donkey.
Especially because they don't really delineate what the world is.
Exactly.
What the history of the ogres in this world are. What the fuck?
How many ogres are there?
That's why it's the biggest problem. Is because as far as we know, there's just two.
Yes.
Well, I was thumbing the dial the other night, and Freeform was doing
Did the dial get off?
So after my remote control came in my face, I was able to put on the channel Freeform, which was doing a marathon.
Formerly ABC Family.
And they were doing a marathon of these Shrek movies.
Sick.
And I caught one segment of, I think it was
Shrek the Third.
Or four.
Shrek Forever After.
Fourth one's the one where you see
more
of them.
And there's an ogre resistance brewing. Yes.
Whoa!
And there's
more political.
Bunch of Shreks. And then I changed the channel.
I mean, they're all like the Homer family, like all the Homer siblings and cousins. Yes.
God, that's always weird when they had those.
And they, like, one has a helmet, the other one, like, only has like a dress on or something.
Yeah. And it's just like 30 different voice tracks of Mike Myers yelling.
It's a no Shreks club. We're allowed to have one.
I'm not sure. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure they changed to Freeform from ABC Family so they could show anything with gay people on it. And people are like, fucking gay people on ABC fucking Family? I gotta watch this with my family?
I thought it was just to increase playing movies like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So you're not accused of promoting witchcraft.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta watch this with my family.
This I have to see. Now that you should see.
I'm chained to the TV and it's only got Freeform on it. You're making me watch it.
We do see a sign for a fairy godmother business that... This is what was confusing, was the sign makes it look like it's a thing for a strip club.
Yeah.
But she's not.
It's a famous billboard. I remember it featured prominently in Get Shorty, and it's like a porn star or something.
Okay.
With heavy bosoms. And I don't know. I forget what the lady's name is, but it is something that's been in Hollywood for a while.
Oh, I see.
Thank you, Chris, because every single female animated character in this movie is fucking stacked.
Oh, yeah.
And the cleavage is out of control.
It's like Baywatch.
I don't know what we're talking about. Even the fairy godmother, she's an older lady. She's got rotund bosoms.
Well, dude, it's Jennifer Saunders, man.
No, I know that. I mean, it's fine, but also...
Julie Andrews has huge tits in this.
She does. Everyone does. Julie Andrews... Fiona's got huge tits
John
both
Cleese.
Ways.
Everyone's got Shrek tits.
It's just literally like, oh man, everybody's. It's just this thing where like men are clearly animating it. It's for like, hey dads, you want to come see Shrek too? You go to see fucking Fairy Godmother?
You pop one off watching fucking ABC Family?
Oh wow. Man.
It's kind of crazy, you know. I took my kid to see this stupid Shrek movie, but I don't know. Now I think I want to fuck cartoons.
I had to hide my boner in the popcorn.
I will say, I don't think, to go back to our previous episode, I don't believe this is a chuckle boner or whatever.
No, chuckle dick?
Chuckle dick.
No, it's not supposed to be chuckle dick.
Yeah, it's nobody's supposed to be beaten off to this. They could if they chose to.
Definitely. Oh, sure. I guarantee you. Hundreds of thousands, maybe.
hundreds of thousands
of people have not jerked off to Shrek.
You just mentioned recently the box office.
Yeah.
Think about it, dude. Do the numbers. Put VOD in there. Put DVD. I would say 100,000 people have jerked off to Shrek 2.
I would say less than 1,000 people have jerked off.
Ooh, I would love to. I wish
I could see the world through your naive eyes.
I wish you could do a fucking actual Price is Right kind of thing with this. Like if we knew what the answer was.
Or like one.
One person jerked off to Shrek 2.
And they're in this room right now.
I'm going with 99,000.
Oh, wow. What a dick move. You just totally undercut Eric. Now he's screwed.
You know what? Seriously, it's probably more than 100,000. It's probably 101,000, 102,000. There's definitely been a lot of spunk made.
Here's what I will say. I don't think this particular movie people have pleasured themselves, but guaranteed those fucking DeviantArt, like, you want to see Fiona and Shrek get it on? Yeah. Then subscribe to my DeviantArt page. That stuff definitely.
Oh, man, I could use a fucking fairy godmother DeviantArt.
Yeah, exactly. That, I'm but talking 500,000 people.
Nobody jerks off to the Shrek Fiona one. They jerk off to the Shrek Fiona donkey three-way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's the moneymaker.
There's many different.
There's a donkey punch in that, you think?
There better be.
There's many combinations you can make.
There is,
of cartoon sex cafes.
Shrek 2 sex.
Well, that's the thing, because we're also, by the way, we're very clearly trying to expand this universe.
Oh, sure.
And like introduce all sorts of new characters and do all sorts of stuff. So they get in, it's an awkward dinner scene, and
it's one of those like they're trying to have conversation any way possible, and like it's so uncomfortable.
Shrek gags on a spoon, that's a fetish.
Fiona burps and she's like, oh, excuse me. And Shrek's like, oh, you know what I always say, better out than in.
Yikes.
What? What are you talking, like eating burps?
Well, I guess you shouldn't hold in your gas.
Oh, sure.
Vomit. There is a scene where Donkey tries to eat a lobster. That disturbed me greatly. Does anybody else? Like the idea of a donkey eating a... like?
Why is that disturbing?
Like they eat apples and shit and hay. Like, I don't know. The idea of a donkey eating meat.
Here's
like a fucking nightmare.
I guarantee you it's happened.
But why I think it's so disturbing, at least what I found weird about it, unless I'm remembering it wrong, is like he uses his little like donkey hoof to like shred the shell open.
Yikes.
That was horrifying. I was like, how sharp are those hooves?
And he knows what to do.
That's the other thing. He knows what, he doesn't just like bite into it like an idiot, like not peeling a banana or something. Yeah. He knows that like you have to break the shell before you can get the meat.
He's crushed a bunch of exoskeletons before. Do you think he's like eating spiders and shit?
Could you imagine?
Absolutely.
Close your eyes, think about it. You okay with a
donkey eating a beetle?
That's a bug. I'm fine.
Well, what is a lobster? It's just a bigger bug.
It's a bigger project.
Ocean bugs.
Think about a horse eating a fish. Like, you know what I mean? Like a huge horse with a fucking, with a goddamn salmon in its mouth. That's disgusting.
No, that is weird. It's just out of place.
One time I saw a horse eat beefaroni. It was on television.
Rusty!
So, like, I'm sure... they've eaten all kinds of combos.
What would have you done if he had dipped it in butter?
Oh, that would be too much.
You would have given up. You would have
just walked
into the ocean.
Because how would he know to do it? How would you know? How would a donkey know to dip something in
butter? Because he went to ye old Red Lobster or whatever nonsense
that's
actually doing.
He's been fucking dragons. His whole fucking world's exploded.
He's already eaten dragon.
Oh, true. God.
There is,
yes.
It turns really awkward when children are mentioned. Shrek is uncomfortable because like, I'm not ready to have kids yet. The dad's throwing up at the idea that his daughter would get knocked up by Shrek.
But she's also a Shrek.
Well, now she's a Shrek.
Only at night, apparently, right? And the curse would have been lifted if she just stayed in that tower.
Well, the other thing about, if you remember the first movie, which why would you? But the thing was, the curse was the humanity, right? Like, it was like, oh, yeah. You have to flip that shit around.
Yep. I totally forgot about
that. No, exactly. So then how did this happen? How did this, well, I guess because of the frog business at the end, that just throws off the bloodline kind of a thing.
I mean, you don't.
I guess that's the dark curse. Like, you're like, oh yeah, you want to be a frog that turns into a man, you're going to give birth to a little Shrek girl.
What I think it is.
That makes sense.
Sometime in the history of Far, Far Away, like in the recent history, so maybe like, I don't know, 40 years before the events of this film.
So not a long time ago in a Far, Far Away.
Exactly.
Just a recent time.
There was a nuclear power plant.
Got it.
That there was a total meltdown. Mm-hmm. And the entire kingdom was just irradiated.
Oh, that's awesome.
So now it's a thing where sometimes in this world, there's a birth defect and where two human beings could have a baby.
Uh-huh.
But then it looked like Shrek.
Is this like the Flash origin you're doing?
Yes, exactly.
I think it's my origin. My parents banged in Chernobyl.
By the way, before you go and see the King Queen, you know what you want to get? Some Farbucks coffee.
Oh, right. Man.
Yeah, Farbucks, dude, while he is totally singing the fucking theme song to the Beverly Hillbillies. I just...
This donkey loved fucking classic television.
Dude, this donkey just eats up pop culture, man. He's a little pop culture scavenger.
So Fiona gets upset at this dinner. She locks herself in her childhood bedroom. There's a lot of awkward business.
Well, this is where the first argument about like, oh, I guess you thought it was okay to lock her in a tower... Which shit happens
again. Is that's true? Like she lived room, and like no one's dealing with it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, everyone's just gleefully ignoring it, including her. She doesn't deal with it.
Well, yeah, there's no ye olde therapist back then.
Oh man, therapist.
So that night, the fairy godmother comes to the castle. This is voiced by Jennifer Saunders from Ab Fab, which
huge
reminded
tits,
me.
By the way, I'm sorry, just huge tits.
Oh wow. Yeah,
I gotta let everybody
godmother.
Know it's, you can't have a female character unless she's fucking stacked. Well,
this is 2004, which was probably the worst time in
human history. One of.
We're in there.
One of.
So,
no, I was just gonna say, watching this reminded me of how fucking totally terrible that Ab Fab movie was that came out a couple years ago. Good Lord.
It was like, unfortunate.
I'd seen some of that television show and I thought
it's
it
really
was funny.
Yeah.
That fucking movie is just, it's so bad.
Well, we had to bring back the 90s in full, and it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. We just fucking do it.
Whole hog, she's also in Coraline doing a voice. She's really good.
Yeah, she's really good. This fucking song, by the way, like I did say,
what song are you talking about?
The fairy godmother song.
She comes in and starts singing a song.
She starts singing a song.
She like, basically so, only
she's
talks
singing a song, Sonny Boy. She's singing a song.
She basically only talks in song.
Well, so one thing I say about this movie is that the first one was way more like perverse.
Yeah,
I noticed that a lot more in the first one.
Yep.
Yeah.
But like they are a little bit more stealthy about it in this one. Like in the song, I noticed these lyrics: "For a happy ending, call Fiona."
Yep.
They do a Marilyn Monroe skirt lift.
Oh, dude, someone was J.O. in somewhere.
Right. And there's there's a mention of a roll in the hay.
Sophia.
Something about a sexy tush.
And she has a manservant named Kyle.
Yes, the indeed. Sexy chauffeur, which is, he's given the googly eyes, the sexual Google eyes.
The sexual Google eyes? Is that their next product?
I fucking hope. I mean, Google should get into the sex trade already.
Yes, the sex eyes trade.
Well, they tried the Google glasses. Nobody liked those. So the Google sex eyes are better.
And sex went plummeted after
Hey,
that.
You know, you could take these Google glasses to a show like a Shrek 2, man. And they're like fucking if you wear them.
Google glasses, they're fucking if you wear them.
I'll make you fancy.
Boring Thanksgiving dinner. Put on your glasses. They'll be fucking when you wear them.
Listen to these lyrics. I'll make you fancy. I'll make you great. The kind of gal a prince would date. They'll write your name on the bathroom wall.
What?
For a happy ever after, give Fiona a call.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa. A sporty carriage to ride in style. A sexy man boy chauffeur Kyle. Vanish your blemishes. Tooth decay, cellulite, thighs will fade away. A hool and a hay have a Bichon Frise. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's the dog, right. Nip and tuck here and there to land that prince with the perfect hair. Lipstick liner, shadow blush to get that prince with a sexy tush. Lucky day, hunk buffet. For the lipstick, a roll in the hay. Oh, you can swoon on the moon with the prince to this tune. Don't be sad, you'll be fab. Your prince will have rock hard abs. Cheese souffle, Valentine's Day. Have some chicken fricassee.
Are you going on the moon? Is that where, that's where I am? Get out of here, fairy godmother.
This is fucking disgusting. It's just turn your body into a sexual buffet for, for some stranger named Kyle, and plus whoever else is in the men's room reading this on the wall.
That's the craziest part, dude. That old bathroom gag.
Fucking happily ever after, dude.
Yep, you know, absolutely.
Bob Kraft got one earlier.
Yeah, the fairy godmother's last client was Bob Kraft.
She's in all these pictures with Donald Trump. With
it's the fairy godmother, Donald Trump, and four Chinese ladies.
It's Willem Dafoe praying to the fairy godmother. He won't recognize me.
It's also revealed here that Prince Charming is somehow the fairy godmother's son. That's weird.
So basically that doesn't work. And we also get a lot more Disney shit here too. Like the fucking, you know,
Beauty and the Beast,
Beauty and the Beast. We're like, Beauty and the Beast is for stupid babies. Shrek rules.
Yep.
So basically Shrek, I think, kicks her out. And then she goes up to the king and John Cleese. And she's like, look, we had a deal. You were supposed to, your daughter was supposed to marry my son, and he was going to inherit your kingdom.
It's a weird, like, the mafia, let's go for a ride scene,
totally.
Which is so bizarre.
She's got all these goons in this movie. Like, she's a villain, and she's unlikable, but I kind of feel like it's almost ill-defined that she's a villain. Am I wrong there? Like, you always kind of expect her not to be, or you expect the real villain to manifest.
I think it's a thing where it's like, okay, so who's the real? Like, she's a heavy, but who's, like,
on top?
What's the big thing going to be? And then when you realize, like, there isn't a big thing, and this movie is only 93 minutes long, and you're like, oh, this is the whole conflict, is just this fairy godmother. Yeah.
The issue is that she almost never comes in conflict with Shrek himself.
Yes, exactly.
They're always like cutting around that.
Yeah.
She's more in conflict with the king and Fiona.
So she's basically like, look, take care of it. You know, you have to get rid of the Shrek guy. And basically he goes to this club, this bar, to hire an assassin to get Shrek whacked. He goes to the Bada Bing.
Yep.
He goes to the Bing.
Yep. This is kind of insane. Assassination order.
It's ridiculous. Also, because like you already have Prince Charming, who is the son of the fairy godmother. Yeah. He's like Jaime Lannister of this kingdom. He's like the best swordsman. Exactly.
He definitely does.
Have him just kill Shrek.
Yeah.
What's
like,
the
you're
problem?
You're a big, brave prince.
Yeah.
But I guess the idea is if it looks like an accident, Fiona will be driven into Prince Charming's arms.
I guess if it's the murderer of her husband, she wouldn't be as into it. I guess that's an argument.
Prince Charming has a fucking really dated line in this little mafia ride-along where he's like...
He supports the Iraq war.
You know, I mean, I think anyone who's against it will have egg on their face in like 1 year when this thing's over, guys.
Look, we did it for the right reason. It just wasn't done right, okay? It didn't go the way I thought it would.
Saddam had to be taken out, right? I mean, he just had to be taken out.
He says that like when he went to Fiona's tower, all he found was a, quote, some gender-confused wolf?
There is a lot of that in this movie.
Is that right?
It's everywhere.
Well, the ugly stepsister...
There's the ugly stepsister coming up, and then Pinocchio's wearing ladies' underwear, and that's a gag, too.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
There's just so much of, like, oh, my God, could you imagine if men either dressed as women or identified as women or...
But Steve, could you imagine?
Wouldn't that be the... I'm slapping my knee laughing at this stuff.
When they get to the bar, I will give... Again, here's another positive note. Like, in the first one, they bastardized Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah by just making it go over images of them farting and kissing and whatever.
Yeah. Farting and fucking.
But this one, at least, they use both a Tom Waits song and a Nick Cave song, but they give actual characters, like Captain Hook... singing for Tom Waits.
And right. Captain Hook sings for both of them, which is kind of bizarre.
That is
like,
weird.
He turns from Tom Waits. Like they come in and he's singing Little Drop of Poison. And then later in the movie, it's People Ain't No Good by Nick Cave. And like, so this guy is just either doing great covers or maybe he's like, well, you know, maybe for this song I'll probably sing like this. What if this song I had a weird Australian accent? That's kind of fun.
Well, when he's Tom Waits, he's dried out.
Oh, I see.
I can't believe these artists agreed to this.
Yeah, right? I checked it.
It's not
this
good.
This ugly stepsister who like runs this bar.
Yeah.
The drawing of the ugly stepsister looks like Artie Lang with face makeup on. It's kind of funny.
And this is Larry King, yeah?
Is it Larry King?
I think it's Larry King who does the voice.
Yeah, I think that does kind of ring true.
Oh, my Lord, is that for real?
Yeah, I think that's for real.
You got to get the bagels at Fairfax.
So he
gets Shrek question. What does Fiona have that really makes you love her?
Confirmation, Chris Cabin is correct.
Wow.
We're busting the water from Shrek York.
King, whatever your name is. Did you lock Fiona in the tower?
Expand.
Yes or no?
That. Expand on that.
That's actually a better move. Is if it's the ugly stepsister, and it turns out it's like literally just Larry King,
just to with animate
the
that.
With the suspenders, with the glasses.
That should have been. Yeah, that's the joke.
Yeah, exactly. That's a joke. But so he's like, give me the best assassin you have. It just so happens to be Puss in Boots, Antonio Banderas.
Which I think is the best part of this movie.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, yes. Looks a lot like my cat, which we've discussed on other episodes. Anytime I'm watching my cat on screen, I'm like, oh, that's adorable.
I thought this was why Eric liked this more. Because there's a cat feature.
I do think this movie is better than one. I think it's one of the rare sequels that is better than the original, but it's still garbage. The cat is nice. There's a bit later on in the movie that I did like where they parody Cops.
Oh, the knights.
Remember this? Yeah, yeah. And they're pulling off a dime bag off of Puss in Boots that's catnip, and I got a legitimate laugh.
Oh, wow. There you go. It's a legit laugh.
It happens.
It does. You're going to get a legit laugh. You're going to watch a comedy.
And
it's
also, Puss in Boots is also like the one non-sexualized character in this.
Yes. Until the end for a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You skipped it. You missed the stinger.
The stinger, he's fucking things?
We'll talk about it.
Well, there's a lot to talk about in the stinger.
Why would you watch a stinger?
Because I knew it was, I knew the scene was in the movie, and it wasn't at the end, so I was like, it's got to be a stinger then.
Yeah. It's John Cleese, and he's like, oh, hey, big scary assassin, you don't know what it is. And
right.
It's like,
you see, in shadow, feet on a desk.
And it's Antonio Banderas, and he's having a fucking blast in this movie.
What I always liked about this character... And I realized rewatching this last night, I know for a fact that I've seen this movie multiple times. I remembered almost nothing about it, which was really stunning.
There's nothing here. It's like fluff.
But it's weird, though, because I expected going in to be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I have no idea what's going on. I don't remember any of this movie. But what I've always liked about this character is that they let him have like little cat things.
Yes, yeah.
So like, I like that he like just has to stop and like spit up a hairball.
Yeah.
I don't know why that works for me. Oh, no, I should keep watching that Netflix show.
Or the cat eyes thing. Where
all that stuff. Like they fuse parts of like the actual animal.
And he's
into
well
the
animated
jokes.
Too. Like it's
he looks pretty good.
Yeah, he holds up. So the thing is like, I'll do the job for you or whatever. And the thing is,
we
like,
are the only real evil left.
I wish you a little candle. Little
drink
cat.
Some olive oil from my olive farm.
Oh, that's a cat. Cat Stephen Ray is going to put you in a coffin.
He picks the olives by hand. He doesn't use the rake to abuse them. He doesn't use his claws to abuse them.
I had forgotten that movie. Fuck you.
Suck it, Cabin.
Yes, we are mentioning previous episode, Life Itself.
Garbage Town.
So he's like, I'll do it for you. And there's this thing where it's like literally mafia situation where it's like, he's like, oh, Shrek, why don't you meet me tomorrow? By the back. It's like, in the forest, you'll meet me by a tree?
It's even more terrifying, though. He's like, why don't you come with me on my morning hunt?
Yeah.
Oh, deep into the woods? No, I'm not going into the forest with you and a fucking gun.
Dick Cheney shit.
Shrek, why don't we go to the Pine Barrens?
Hey, Shrek, have you ever been to the Meadowlands?
Let's go.
Let's go to a strip club. You'll get your knob polished, and I'll have a good time, and then, you're dead in the bathroom.
Yes, let's go to the Bata Beauty and the Beast.
You're getting good at these, Kevin. You should write a Shrek movie.
You should write a Shrek movie.
What are the extra ones?
So it's him and Donkey. They're in the woods like, oh, he's supposed to be here. He's not here. Puss in Boots comes out. There's a lot of fun business. And like he thwarts him immediately. He's like, well, I guess I will be in the rest of the movie now. Like like the character. There's no reason for this character to be in this movie.
Nope.
They can't figure, like, they love the idea of it. Like, oh, it's a cat. He's cute. He's funny. He's dangerous. And it's all Poochie, but they have no idea why he would be in the movie.
This character turns on a fucking dime from being assigned to assassinate this Shrek to calling him boss.
Yes.
Like within the same scene.
Yeah.
When they're walking into the forest, by the way, I have to keep mentioning this because I don't know who the fuck they're for. They're walking into the forest and they're like, Shrek's like, oh, we're going to go meet somebody. And Donkey is like, who are we going to meet? Is it Shirley Bassey?
Yeah.
If you don't know who Shirley Bassey is, she sang three fucking Bond songs. Like, who the flying shit is that joke for?
5 minutes later, Donkey singing "Ain't No Stopping Us Now." Yeah, yeah. This song doesn't exist in this fucking universe.
But like specifically, Shirley Bassey. Like, is he just gonna start singing "Diamonds Are Forever"? Like, I don't understand why. Of all the people that when Shrek is like, "We're gonna go to the forest and meet somebody," the writers were like, "We'll have Donkey say." Shirley Bassey.
And like, there's like a 6-year-old kid like, yes! Oh, yes!
The Goldfinger theme song is my favorite!
It's like if Coraline, if she went into the other universe and Hey-ya just started playing for no fucking reason!
That doesn't happen in that movie?
Does not happen in that movie.
I never saw it. So
it's
just
a great movie.
I assume every animated movie is full of fucking crap pop culture nonsense.
Hey-ya is still good.
You're the one that shat on it 5 seconds ago.
No, Hey-ya.
No, I know. I'm saying he's the one that's like, oh.
Yes, well, I know. He just, Chris Kemp.
No, because it's not in the universe. It doesn't fucking matter.
I love that in the little skirmish here, before Puss in Boots is calling him boss, there's a little bit of a fight, and like Donkey tries to help out. And he just fucking Donkey kicks Shrek in the narts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, you're good. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, oh, no, you got them. You got me nuts. You hit me right in the nuts.
Donkey says of this cat, give him the Bob Barker treatment.
What is that? Oh, neuter.
Snip,
oh,
snap.
Wow. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he's really scared that they're going to do it right there. And that Shrek's just going to bite him off.
Oh, right. Like those detectives grab him and put him on a table like in Fight Club. He's about to cut his dick.
Oh, no, the rubber band around my bars. This is very bad. If only my other... Look. I am a Tyler Durden, okay? Let's just get out of these.
You know, sometimes I come in the bouillabaisse and then I edit the movie so that there's a picture of a dick right in there. You know, the kids are coming to see Shrek 2 and there's a big fucking dick.
Yeah, that whole part of Fight Club I've always wondered about because, like, for that to happen...
Sure.
Like, he's working at a movie theater where he's playing, like, a family film. Mm. Tyler Durden needs to be in possession of his own personally owned 35mm pornography film.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he's got it.
It is the house with the cock in the walls.
Well, because, like,
better movie, by the way.
Oh, definitely.
Well, it's just a fucking staircase and Jack Black's walking up and there's a bunch of glory holes and these dicks are flopping out of him.
It wouldn't be a movie, Eric. It would be like a Punch and Judy show, and then the puppeteer would just show his genitals.
Puppeteers, man, all perverts, all of them.
So he's like, oh, I'm so sorry I tried to kill you, Shrek. You've beaten me in battle. Now I am your servant forever. And it's like, oh, okay.
Done deal.
And it's
now
like,
you're
oh,
part of the team, buddy.
And he's like, oh, man, I guess my father-in-law tried to kill me. Instead of just going to Fiona and be like, yo, your dad just tried to have me killed by this fucking cat. he's like, oh, I need to go to the fairy godmother, because she can fix everything. And she'll, because he's also like, immediately they have one stupid fight and he's like, well, she doesn't love me anymore, man. I can't be around her. She doesn't love me. And he's like, looking at his shoes, he's like, well, I have to be a human now, even though we just went through this shit in the last movie.
Shrek is
wants to fuck an ogre.
Yes.
She wants to be an ogre and she wants to fuck ogres. But she doesn't want regular dudes.
Listen, he's getting all these mixed signals now because she's back amongst her family.
Okay.
He's starting to have doubts about the adventures of the first film and the lessons learned.
Sure.
You know,
I do think that they should become human. And just let it be.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yes, Shrek is a wishy-washy asshole.
A moody fuck that has to, like, stomp off. So he goes, there's a Keebler elves joke that just hits like a fucking thud.
Well, the way that they call the fairy godmother is quite weird.
Oh, how's that go?
Because Jennifer Saunders has given Shrek her business card earlier in the film like a little riddle attached to it.
Oh, it's in bone, and the font is something called Cillian Braille. Oh my God, it's even got a watermark.
Shrek just stabbing a homeless guy in the
American alley. Shrek-o.
Let's see the king's card.
Shrek solves the mystery of the business card, like how to call, like summon her, and it's you have to cry onto, get a tear onto the business card. And the way he does it is he's like, hey, donkey. Think about before we were friends and how you were fucking horrifically abused by past owners.
Hey, donkey, I'm going to chase you with a chainsaw. I have to return some videotapes later.
Shrek's
donkey.
Just threatening to put cigarettes out on him.
Wait, we're not done yet.
Don't Shrek. Just stare at it, donkey. Eat it. Hey, donkey.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, but yeah, he makes the donkey cry.
Yeah, it's stupid. And the thing like calls her. This is weird. There's a phone thing, right?
It's an answering machine.
Puss in Boots stomps Donkey to get him to cry finally. Oh, that's right. Which is good.
And they're also
good physical abuse.
The worst fucking joke is Donkey is like jealous of Puss in Boots immediately.
Oh, of course.
And he says, you know what? There's one annoying talking animal already in this movie. I'm like, this movie is nothing but annoying talking animals, you piece of shit.
The donkey thinks like they just added another Poochie and he's Poochie, but he doesn't realize we're all Poochie.
It's a world of fucking Poochies.
I think he's referring to the team.
It will truly be a planet of Poochies.
He's referring to the team, Cabin.
Yes, but I am watching the movie.
Not Donkey's problem, Cabin. He doesn't give a fuck what you're doing.
The man who wrote him? Yeah, it is his problem.
Donkey didn't write the movie.
It's well fair, but he doesn't exist.
Her factory to the, oh, they got her at her, we got her voicemail, but we're just going to show up at her job anyway.
Oh, man, that's rude.
Totally. They go there. There's like, oh, that's the old Keebler factory. That's a joke. And they go there. There's like this assistant. There's interesting union stuff here, but I don't know if it's pro union or anti union. Like the guy is like, hey, no one can go in and see my boss. But he's like,
oh,
well,
right.
We're from the union. And we're going to shut this place down, man.
Yeah, it's weird to read because he's like, now the guy at the desk is like, oh, we don't even get dental here. And like Shrek is aghast by that, but he's just playing a part.
Well, no, yeah, Shrek isn't trying to bust the union. Shrek is saying that he's from the union he's like, we're here to make sure everything in this former cookie factory is up to union code or something.
But there is the suggestion that anybody who is from a union is essentially conning you.
Because
he goes in there and is trying to steal shit.
There's that.
I don't know that it's a suggestion that anybody who's from a union
is in this
doing
world,
that.
I'm saying.
Ogres, specifically.
Yeah. Ogre union.
I mean, ogres lie, dude. They just lie all the time.
So, whatever. She shows up. She's like, look, I can't help you. Get the fuck out of my factory, basically. They go into the factory floor. And this is when they're looking for a potion that's going to make Fiona fall back in love, even though they had just had a fucking fight.
You just have to fucking show up.
Exactly. Just talk to somebody.
Yep. Yes.
You fucking animal.
What an asshole.
And
fuck you, Shrek.
They go in, and Donkey fucks it up, basically. They're like, hey, Puss in Boots, you're an exciting new character. Can you do cool karate up to that potion? He's like, but of course, I'm an exciting new character. Thank you for giving me something to do in this movie.
I will do anything in this film as long as you make me a toy.
Oh,
can I? Anything for my spin-off.
Yeah. Good.
Yep.
Do you, hey, Keats, do you like me? Could you imagine 90 minutes of just me?
It's
a, what about a series of 30-minute adventures?
Yes.
Just me.
Because it is it's a better character than Shrek or anything else in this.
Because it's a fucking... It's a fully dimensional thing that's not being disgusting or intentionally annoying.
And I don't have to... Like, apparently you guys tell me this stinger scene's all about him fucking things, but... Watching this movie, every single person in this, donkey, Shrek, human or otherwise, has a sexual goal in mind. And this character did not until apparently this fucking infamous stinger scene.
Which you will never get to.
There's another one that I'll bring up when it comes up.
But so he gets there. Donkey does something annoying, which causes the people in the factory to realize that they're there. There's an alarm goes off. There's a big
chase scene to a Pete Yorn song.
Cover of the Buzzcocks.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Which, number one, you didn't ever need to cover.
No.
And you didn't never need to put in a movie like this.
Well, you could pay, you can buy Pete Yorn lunch and he'll record the cover versus buying the rights to the Buzzcocks song.
Well, I think it's just a thing where there's a very specific world of music that you're getting
adult contemporary
in these movies.
It's very exactly. Adult contemporary,
and like Pete Yorn fits into that.
Buzzcocks would not have
right known. Like Pete Yorn, Eels, all these bands that you're hearing here, not adult contemporary, but
because like Nick Cave and Tom Waits
that that stuff too, it's all in this world of like kind of alt rock
2000 early 2000s.
And that's, if you had the Buzzcocks in there, it just wouldn't work.
They had to soft it up.
Yeah, no, exactly. We did skip over, there is an Eels song earlier in the film, just to make sure it's a Shrek movie with Eels playing.
Oh, that's
playing.
From a Shad scene. A very Shad scene in the stupid movie.
It's the scene where Shrek fucking reads his wife's diary.
Oh my God, what a creep, by the way.
Yeah, you don't do that.
I'm going to read a 14-year-old girl's diary who I now happen to be married with and start to apply that logic to present day. Fuck you, Shrek.
Yep.
Fucking piece of shit.
Exactly. This guy is an emotionally abusive asshole that nobody should be around.
Yes.
He fucking shits on Donkey all the time.
He should
Fiona
be killed.
Fiona steps out of line and says, well, I guess I'll go fucking kill myself.
He should.
And I'm like, who needs that shit? Who needs to be
fuck
around that ass?
You know what? To be fair, Shrek tried to tell everybody that at the start of the first movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody fucking listened, and here we are.
If you meet a guy and he treats you like Shrek, not like, no, if he
can look like Shrek.
If he acts like Shrek, if he acts like Prince Charming, they're both fucking garbage.
Yeah.
And you can find better out there. Don't settle for Shrek or Prince Charming.
Don't
settle for Puss in Boots.
Yeah,
no, you have to aspire to Puss in Boots. Excuse me,
but like, there's got to be better options out there.
That's fair.
I mean, this is an entire magical kingdom.
So they steal this one potion, which is a happy ever after potion, where it's like, oh, if we do this, if we drink this, then Fiona will fall back in love with me, and I'll change, and she'll fall back in love with me, or something.
Yeah.
He makes Donkey drink some first, which is kind of fucked up. He's like,
yeah.
Hey, Donkey, this might be poison. Taste my food.
Also, I haven't seen my wife in 12 hours. She's obviously fallen out of love with me.
Dude, yeah, heaven forbid.
What a fucking asshole.
If this woman had a fucking cell phone, he would blow it up. Where are you? When you coming back? Yeah. Hey, here's another text message. Why are you hanging out with your family so much? Oh, I miss you. Oh, you don't love me anymore.
You know, the last time we talked on the phone, I heard you laughing with someone. Who were you with? Were you laughing with?
Take a picture of your friends. I wanna know. Take a picture.
One of those Facebook 3D photos. I want to know where you are, who's with you. You're laughing and lying in the mall food court.
I'm calling you an Uber, okay? You're going to get in it and you're coming back.
Oh, okay. So you sent me the photo, but you're laughing at me, aren't you? Like, this guy's a fucking shithead.
Text me your pin. I want to know exactly where on the map you are.
You tweeted mean people suck. Are you sub-tweeting me? Are you fucking sub-tweeting me?
This is headed to divorce.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
There's no way this should continue.
You do need magical potions to stay with. Not because he's an ogre, because he's an asshole.
Oh my God,
it's the beginning of Social Network. She's like, you think a lot of people are not going to date you because you're an ogre. Let me rectify that right now, Shrek. It's because you're an asshole.
I'm going to make a website where I can look up all the hot princesses at this school.
Uh-oh, now I'm a billionaire.
Uh-oh, I just cost the election to people.
Oh, but I might get friends. I might be friends with Rashida Jones at the end of this one. That's all right.
The donkey is just like pointing at him. You did it. You did it.
In any event, he makes the donkey take it first, and then he takes it. They both like pass out in a whatever in a barn, and Puss in Boots is like, I guess I am still in this movie. That's exciting. And they both wake up. Donkey is now a magical stallion.
Majestic steed.
And Shrek is a big, sexy man that is fawned over by, you guessed it, big-titted women. Three different ones. One is Jill of Jack and Jill fame, because she offers him a pail of water. I don't know if
there's any other... at the Adam Sandler film.
No, oh no.
The only famous person to come out of that movie is Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah, that's how you got it. That's
Shrek, I want to fuck you. That's my Adam Sandler.
Yeah, well, that's that was Al Pacino's big break with Jack and Jill.
That's right. That's where
Don Pacino.
We're learning about this kid Al Pacino dancing around in that fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
Did you hear about this great movie he's in? It's called Righteous Kill. It's going to break through.
Still happy. Probably will eventually.
What, Jack and Jill?
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Oh, I saw that.
I couldn't actually tell you the last contemporary-ish Adam Sandler movie.
Ooh, good question.
I saw that Western one he did.
Ridiculous Six.
Yeah.
I saw Andy Samberg one.
Didn't we just do one a little while ago? I don't know.
Grown-ups 5?
Grown-ups 2. I think that might have been it.
I think that's kind of where I land also. I didn't see... Cap, what was the one you just said?
I think it's That's My Boy.
That's My Boy. Yeah, it's Andy Samberg, him, and Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Doof.
So they wake up, and these ladies are like, oh my God, Shrek, you're so fucking sexy. Let me suck your dick. And he's like, no. I'm married, ladies. And
this is also where one of them says, like, oh, that name, are you from Europe? Which is what is this world? I know it's supposed to be a fantasy world. Then why even define Europe?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. I saw Pixels.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We did an episode on it where we break. I know people had mentioned this a lot lately and in general that, like, we said, oh my God, a guy like Kevin James, someone uncouth like that never could be president. And we were wrong.
Yeah.
And Paul Walker got blown up in a fucking fiery explosion.
And this is just going to turn into Eric's therapy session. We're sorry, everybody.
More horrible shit's going to happen because guess what? You got born in the wrong planet in the wrong century.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, do you remember those old episodes? No one could have guessed that Steve was shot in the back of the head behind a Chinese restaurant, but it fucking happened in 2022.
Exactly.
That's going to happen.
I'm telling you now that I am going to die.
Which reminds me, Steve, in 3 years, do you want to get dinner?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I love Chinese food.
And it doesn't count.
Oh, my God, they didn't get dinner. Tweet at them.
The Meyerowitz story is new and selected, which Sandler's in, but it's no Baumbach movie.
Because he goes, hoppity-doobity-doo.
It doesn't count, right? There's no heebity-deebity.
Oh, wait a second. I saw the David Spade movies. And
oh, God, that one where
on
they're
Netflix,
like
yeah.
Assassins or something.
I forget, but yes.
The Kevin James? Wait.
No, it's him and
The Do-Over? No.
Yes, I think it is
yes,
the Do-Over.
Yes, the Do-Over is like David Spade is like a loser, and he's got...
Oh, wow, what a stretch.
He's got fat kids. Oh, my God. Get me out of here, Adam Sandler. You're so cool.
Yeah.
And he does.
But the end. So they wake up, and like these ladies are fawning all over him. Like, literally, they're being really sexual to Shrek, and he's like, no, thank you. And they're like, wow, we got to go. But Shrek, his old clothes don't fit him that well anymore. So, like, there's like a, we need to find Shrek some clothes
and this
business.
And this takes way too long because they hold up a stagecoach and they dress Shrek in the driver's wardrobe and it doesn't fit. And then they have to mug also the passenger who turns out to be the son of the driver. Okay.
Before that, the three women like gasp in anticipation to see Shrek's balls.
Well, no, yeah, totally. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not like the blowjob joke was a joke, but I mean, like, they're really like, oh my God, I want to fuck this dude.
Like, this could have easily veered into hardcore pornography.
Easily.
Ralph Bakshi's fucking Shrek 2.
Jesus. Fiona, by the way, on the other hand, the thing is, like, oh, when you take this potion, it also affects your wife or your true love.
Oh, right.
So she also is now back to being a human. And John Cleese is like, thank fucking God, I don't have to look at that shit.
Oh, wow, dodged a bullet. I thought that was forever, honey.
No, didn't they dose her? They dosed her tea.
No, that's later. Oh, that's a love potion.
That was to, like, continue it, and John Cleese
doesn't
pulls,
do it.
Pulls like, oh, the no, tea, that's
no, the tea dosing is a different thing. The tea dosing is...
To get her to love
to get him to go back to a frog. Yeah.
She, no. They're trying to dose Fiona's tea, and this, the potion in that
so she lays
is she will fall in love with the first person she kisses. That's why Prince Charming... Later in the film, whilst pretending to be Shrek, is trying to kiss her so bad. Because then she'll be drugged for the rest of her life.
That's
being
cool.
Tricked into thinking that she loves this great. Person.
It's dope.
Who's also lying about who he is, which is kind of just like the end of Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. Oh no, you revenge. Like,
yes.
It's totally
a serial Revenge of the Nerd.
He totally
I mean, so
does.
Basically, like, there's some montage-y stuff. He gets clothes. He gets back to the castle.
Two fucking changes.
Oh,
and the cover of this was terrible.
Awful.
Bowie apparently loved this woman's cover so much that he volunteered to do backing vocals on it.
Isn't it Amy Mann?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
It's like some other lady.
Whoever it is, they had something on Bowie. I don't know what it was. It was dark and deep.
Well, I guess I'll look it up for you, Kevin, because it's not Amy Mann.
Oh, no, not those pictures. I guess I'll be in Shrek 2. Oh, God. Oh, no.
It sounds almost
performed
like...
by Butterfly Boucher, featuring David Bowie.
It sounds like The Wiggles, to contextualize it for people.
The
it
kids? Sounds,
yeah, it, does, it sounds like stupid baby music.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly
it sounds
right.
like we're a bunch of stupid fucking babies.
Someone's
like,
playing the xylophone.
I guess we are.
So he gets there, and the fairy godmother... ushers him off to a different part of the castle, locks him in nefariously, and then Prince Charming is like, oh, look, baby, it's me, Shrek.
Yep.
And she's like, what? Oh, my God, you sound like Rupert Everett. And he's like, who? And no, but it just, you know, obviously doesn't sound that way. And
but that's like, how, like, that has to stop immediately, because she has to be like, hey, I've been an ogre and a person, and I just sound like Cameron Diaz the entire time. Why did my husband change into a person, and now he sounds like fucking Rupert Everett?
Yeah. The
pretty cool, by the way, Cameron Diaz and Rupert Everett being in the same movie.
Oh, right. Best Friend's Wedding. Previous episode as well.
This is the other thing where sexualizing Puss in Boots, by the way.
What's going on there?
Because she comes out and she sees Donkey as the stallion.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, princess.
And he says, we're sexy, by the way.
Puss in Boots is licking his crotch.
Yeah.
And she's like, who are you? And he turns, he's like, I could be anything you want me to
be.
Oh,
that's right.
That's right.
Well, because it's that Family Guy thing where, like, humans need to fuck animals. Like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know what? Just for me,
Family
I don't think
Guy
so.
Family Guy love to fuck animals. Yeah.
There, I mean, like, there's always that stupid joke where, like Brian's, like, literally having sex with women. And it's like, okay.
I always hated that. I always fucking hated that. I think there was a thread or at least an episode where he's like dating Drew Barrymore or something.
Like, they're like just full on dating. And it's like,
yeah, that show's dumb.
And that's more of that. There's a lot of Family Guy-esque humor in this. I think this movie's pretty informed by it.
Yeah. Right. That was all the rage at the time.
It was the early 2000s.
Which we can leave in the past. I just want to let everyone know you're allowed to do that.
Yep. You're allowed to move on.
Totally possible.
So like now, at this point, I don't know how Shrek breaks out of the thing.
Oh, I can tell you.
Oh, please.
Because all his dumbass little fucking friends come out, and then we do a 5 years too late Mission Impossible 1 joke.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well, the thing is, he gets caught on Nights, which Eric talked about, where he gets... And there's a white Ford Bronco joke. You want to talk about jokes that
absolutely.
Are old?
Absolutely. That's literally 10 years too late.
And also it references a double homicide.
Which is hilarious.
You want to laugh at those two people that were fucking senselessly butchered by O.J. Simpson.
But definitely. There's actually good jokes in this nice
I like the
sequence.
Pepper spray.
Yes, it's there's just, a pepper mill.
The being, pepper grinder, yeah.
Yeah, being put right into Shrek's face, human Shrek's face.
But there's also one that's weird where it's nights. It's like these characters you didn't even have thought about in like an hour and a half, which is Pinocchio and all the rest of them just
right.
They're watching this like, we're just hanging out at Shrek's house, just sitting here.
Oh, right. This is where they're watching TV.
Yeah, they're just at
and Shrek's the show. Idea that it would be broadcasting live. Who are you kidding?
But
these people clearly know nothing about fucking television operations.
They don't know nothing about television operations. And also television in the fantasy medieval era.
I don't know, man. They show dog prize shows fucking on TV. You don't think they're going to show a big royal gala?
No, but what's... Because what they conflate is Knights, which is a Cops parody. Cops is a pre-recorded television show. Then with, like, a news broadcast.
Yes.
Like... Yeah. Cops was never live.
No.
Even a lot, I mean, I guess, you know, Saturday Night Live might be actually live, but like there are talk shows and other various of the moment shows that are broadcast supposedly live, but they're taped a few hours earlier. Yeah. And even like something like the Oscars, there's got to be a little bit of a delay so that they could bleep things. Yeah, exactly. So at the very best, they're seeing something briefly in the past.
In any
of this is also where we get Puss in Boots with the dime bag of catnip, which might be planted. I mean, he's Spanish.
Well, doesn't he has some line about like I'm holding it for somebody? Does he say that?
Yeah, he does say that.
Something of that nature.
I mean, he's an assassin. Of course he has some.
Yeah, of course. I got to chill out after the big hit.
Have you ever lived your life taking other lives?
Need a little something, man, to just fucking come down at the end of the day.
Hell yeah.
This is the only real dank shit left. I only have stems.
Man, I would love to smoke weed with those vampires, dude. I bet that was pretty fucking cool.
I don't know.
Or a cat.
Or Antonio Banderas. You're just welcome to
my house, Eric. Do you want to watch a cool movie and smoke some weed?
Yes,
Here's
sir.
What we're going to do. I'm going to light this thick, icky, icky spliff. Then we are going to watch the film Assassins, and I'm going to give my own behind-the-scenes commentary.
That would be fucking awesome. You know what?
That would be amazing.
That would fucking rule.
That movie sucks ass, but I would love to do
this. And he would be like, and you know, this movie totally sucks ass.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, no, I'm
Sylvester
definitely not.
Sylvester Stallone was a fucking asshole.
I'm not going to suck your blood. Of course not. Why would I do that? It's just going to be an innocent vampire hangout.
No, we're talking about hanging out with real Antonio Banderas.
But we began with the vampire.
Yeah, I know, but you got a little bit of both. You're like 3 minutes behind now.
I am talking
keep
three
up.
Minutes.
You need some of that catnip.
Yes, that's the slowdown.
We might get back to vampires when we're fucking like, it's now 3:30 in the morning. Would you like to talk about vampires? The thing is, I would love just to hang out with Antonio Banderas for a whole day and night.
Yep.
And I feel like I want to be a Make-A-Wish kid now.
I gotta tell you, that guest room's got to be pretty sweet.
Oh, absolutely. God. Oh, you could just pass out here for a few hours or days?
Yeah, a couple of days.
Oh my God, his estate. Yes. And then like, he's got to go to Europe for a few days. He tosses me the keys. He's like, Eric, stay a while. Like, just lock up when you go. Or like, oh, leave it under the mat. Oh, my God. Yes,
that
Antonio.
Would be Casa de Banderas, dude. Pretty badass.
Would you like the best eggs Benedict you ever had? Because I'm about to make them.
Oh, my God. Antonio.
Banderas Benedict. There's a little bit of chorizo.
A Banderas breakfast?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Him cooking us breakfast?
Oh, sure, dude. Totally.
Feed the pigs.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's like, secretly, he's just talking to other people.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they ate 8 eggs between all of them.
When I thank you for Banderas breakfast, I'll tell you some cool behind-the-scenes facts of Desperado.
I was going to give them an avocado, but they ate the whole tree. Shit, I'm literally out of food. Who wants Domino's, right?
That's... Dude, eating trash pizza with Antonio Banderas?
Oh, no, he wouldn't eat. I'm just going to have this spring water. You enjoy your Domino's. I feel like my asshole would fall out if I ever even looked at that.
Shit,
I didn't get the pizza insurance. Excuse me, Mr. Domino, Senor Domino's.
I don't know how this happened. I just looked at the pizza, and now I have diarrhea.
Not uncommon with Domino's, dude.
It's just in the air.
So, whatever.
This is where the Mission Impossible parody happens, and it is specifically that first Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. I know that Mission Impossible 2 came out, what was that, Kevin, 2002?
The first one?
Or was it 2000? No, the second one.
The second one was 2002.
But this is definitely the 1996 Brian De Palma because we have the fucking...
Yeah, the
he's
drop
flying
down.
Pinocchio gets... It's like Pinocchio's strings are doing it.
And they're like, oh, we need you to lie, Pinocchio. You know what, Pinocchio? Say you're wearing ladies' underwear. And he's like, I'm wearing ladies' underwear. And it's like, well, why didn't your nose grow? And it's like, ah. And they're like, you are wearing ladies' underwear. And like, he's like, no, I'm not. And then his nose grows. And like this, some dad somewhere in a Hawaiian shirt is slapping that knee.
Who gives a shit about what underwear people prefer to wear?
Yeah. And he's a fucking, he's not even a person. He's a fucking living doll.
So it's the somebody has the line, we gotta stop that kiss.
So they do, they're like, he asks the gingerbread man's like, do you still know the Muffin Man? And it's like,
the Muffin Man?
Yeah.
All right.
Muffin Man. So they go to the Muffin Man's house. And he's
this like, there's so much stupid in this like one sequence. I just can't even believe
he makes an enormous gingerbread man who's like 30 feet tall.
Mongo.
Yeah, which is the Blazing Saddles reference.
But while they're baking, we get the nice shot of the exterior of the gingerbread man's house on Drury Lane, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And there's like lightning striking. It's a fucking Frankenstein parody. Yeah. Dude, someone's screaming, it's alive.
I think the gingerbread man screams, it's alive.
It's alive. It's
God,
alive.
That is just so fucking stupid.
You know what, guys? We don't need to watch Shrek 2. We could just hang out. You know?
Yes, please.
The fairy godmother starts singing the I Need a Hero tune.
Yeah, and they're like, they're getting closer to kiss. There's a Joan Rivers bit somewhere in here where in like...
Oh, I think that's a while back.
Yeah, it's a while back.
They're having like some sort of ball or something.
It's a gala to get like Prince Charming and her together. Like,
oh, I see.
Like, this is the new couple. Hey, yeah. Everybody.
Right,
I guess
they're coming out.
We do this.
Prince Charming's impersonating Shrek at this point. Like, hey, I'm Shrek. Even though I have no personality that resembles Shrek, which you'd think would be a plus, but it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, Fiona's running around like, he's not acting anything like Shrek. And I'm like, and the problem is?
I went to the bathroom, no text messages. What are we talking about here?
He's not super controlling over everything.
I got lunch with a male friend, posted it on Instagram, and didn't get a phone call.
The fuck is that?
Is that fucking Gary? You're always talking about Gary from The Office. Did you order sex for lunch?
In any event, yes, this is when the, what do you call it? The gingerbread man is like trying to storm the castle. And
right.
They're like,
that's why they bake him in the first place, by the way, is to get around all the guards and whatnot.
Sure. And they're like dumping milk on his head.
That's dumb.
And like, it's actually pretty horrific how this thing dies, right,
it's
Chris?
It's fucking
crazy. I mean, you would think it's going to fall apart in the water.
Yeah.
Like, you think it dissolves. Like, that's the thing is like, I was like, oh, this is horrific. The first part, like, they pour a giant espresso on
right.
it. And that's supposed to melt it. Apparently, it doesn't.
Well, it rips his arms and legs off.
At the end, but then it falls in the water, and you're like, this thing is going to fall apart to nothingness.
Yeah.
This just born magical being. And then
it definitely, I'm sure they tried it and they killed like a biscotti or something.
Let's try this one first.
Yes, so they tried it again.
But then later at the end of the movie, the fucking Mongo's fine. He's singing under the water.
Yeah,
all they
totally
got to do is
alive.
Pull him out.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, why you birth this beast into the world? Like,
this is abomination. Excuse me.
Yes, exactly. It's abomination. But like, you're trying to get back to your lady fair or something, but you're like, I'm going to birth this fucking abomination onto the world that's going to destroy various buildings throughout far, far away, and then lay siege to this castle. It's extreme. You know, like, you could just fucking, you could find another way
into the castle. Well, yeah, I agree.
The most horrific thing to me is not that. It's the fucking, the fiery gum drop thing.
Oh, right.
If that thing landed on you, you would die a death that nobody should die.
Oh, yeah. That's also why fucking Walter Peck and Ghostbusters should definitely be dead. Because fucking heated, melted marshmallow like that, just drowning you.
It would rip your, melt your skin.
Yeah, your skin's going. We'll go
that dude should definitely be dead.
You're going to look like Hellraiser guy.
Mm-hmm. So
best case scenario.
Or maybe like the RoboCop guy that gets hit by acid.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Get off of me.
Also, when that, when he gets hit with the fireball and it makes like the gumdrop button fall off, this Mongo creature goes, and it's like a Godzilla joke.
Yeah.
Again, you're just like making me think about other movies I'd rather be watching.
There's also jokes about like he stops to try to drink some of the Farbucks coffee off the sign.
Yeah.
Like he rips down the sign and
Howard. Just don't look. Just don't look.
You know, you should have got, because there's so many pop culture references anyway, it's all these guards trying to put him down. You need to get like Harold Ramis and Ernie Hudson, yep. And they're like trying to do it. And like, if someone asks if you're a god, you say yes.
Yep. Yeah. I need a Ghostbusters joke in here. Mm. You got to make a Stay Puft joke.
You're just doing it.
You're literally just doing it.
So.
I mean, they could have been the guys at the wall who are trying to kill manga. Yeah. That'd be fine.
Nobody steps in a Farbucks in my town. Let's roast them. You know?
Exactly. Yep.
That's something.
It's all right there.
Shrek gets into the fucking gala and all the stupid shit happens.
Yeah.
It's really fucking stupid.
Thank you for listening this
week. Oh, wait a second, another fucking sick ref when Mongo is like, you initially think he's defeated because he falls backwards into the river as he's drowning. And the little gingerbread man's like on him. And then like someone quickly scoops him up and saves the little guy. He fucking does Be Good from E.T. as he's drowning.
Fuck that.
Don't make me think about a time I cried during a Steven Spielberg movie.
Would have much preferred a Pray for Mongo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So they get in and like Prince Charming steals a kiss from Fiona. It doesn't work because they're not true loves and she sees Shrek.
No,
anyway.
It doesn't work because the king didn't do it.
Dude. Oh, that's right.
He fucking chickened out and didn't poison his own daughter.
That's a good idea.
Poisoned himself instead.
They kiss. Nothing happens. Like, what? And she headbutts him. That's her, like, because I mean, like, Cameron Diaz is just not in this movie.
She's not at all, which is unfortunate because she's one of the best parts of the first movie.
She headbutts him. Yay, girl power. That's the end to him. And then, like, basically, the fairy godmother, like, tries to zap Shrek. The king jumps in front of it. But he's wearing like mirror armor, which makes it bounce back at her. She turns it to nothing.
Second Shrek movie in a row where like the villain has a horrendous fucking death.
She turns into bubbles.
Yeah, that's kind of disgusting.
That's horrible.
What a way to go, dude. Also, you're just made of soap.
Weirdly, like you'd think it would reflect back at her and it would take care of her, but then it also fucks up the king and he reverts back to what I guess he was the frog prince
originally.
Of fairy tale lore.
Yeah.
Well, their agreement was canceled, I assume, after that, when she turns into fucking nothing.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what did it.
Yeah, that's what I assume.
Right? Like her death nullifies the whole thing. Yeah.
And then he turns into a frog, which calls back to the bar where fucking the king is sitting at the bar with Larry King.
Yeah.
And the lipsticked frog says, do I know you? Because frog fucked the female frog. Do you get it, little kids? The fucking frog kissed and fucked the lady frog.
So there's
enjoy that shit.
There's definitely a few tadpoles out there because now I forgot.
Those are frogs. Little tadpoles, Eric. They're not the big ones.
Yeah, but frogs, they come out tadpoles.
Well, also, I mean, we're talking like 30, 40 years at this point. There's probably full on frog sons. Sons all around.
Well, they're probably already dead or about run over by cars or whatever.
Trampled. So that's that. There. And Shrek goes up to Fiona. This is like the emotional thing in the movie where it's like, look, I turned into a fucking human being for you. Look at my over-animated chest hair. Isn't that a bit too much?
Yeah, it's kind of gross. Shrek as a human kind of looks like Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, he does.
Just the slightest bit.
So they're like, look, do you want to stay as a... He's like, I turned into a human. This is what you want. She's like, no, you idiot. Remember the last fucking movie? He's like, but I sent you an email and it took you like an hour to get back to me. That means you're mad at me, right? And she's like, no, I just had fucking shit to do, you fucking creepy dude.
I called Maid Mary and she said that you were at her house the other night.
So he's like...
By the way, they have till midnight is the whole thing. The spell is going to wear off.
Do you want... If I kiss you now, we'll stay like this forever. And she's like, well, don't kiss me because I want to turn back into an ogre.
Yeah.
And they turn back into ogres because that's been the fucking point of the last movie. And
but
it's
of
the point
course,
of this, movie too.
This is the land of spells, curses, hexes, and otherwise.
Sure.
If you change your mind, man, there's always a fucking sequel. You can take another potion.
That's a really good point.
Does not matter at all.
So we get there. First, it was the fairy godmother did I Need a Hero.
Yeah. Yep.
We go into Donkey and Puss in Boots. doing Living La Vida Loca. Yeah. Which
oh my God.
Was of the time, I believe.
1999.
Or not?
That's close. So we're 5 years.
That's 5 years.
We got Mission Impossible at 1996. Living La Vida Loca came out in 1999.
Actually, that might be the exact, Eric, this might be the exact difference between... what was it? The Macarena and the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Time period. It might be the exact same.
Cabin, you're totally right.
It's too much. This is the part of the movie where I'm just like, should I put a syringe into my face?
And do what?
See, this is the problem.
I don't know.
You were suck or push.
You were so disgusted. You're like, well, that's the end of the movie. You hit stop.
Yes,
what
I
you
did.
Missed was, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the stinger scene.
Sure.
You know, was it? Was this like mid-credits?
It's mid-credits.
Mid-credits.
Yeah. Not very end? Did you guys watch all the way to the end?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Well, I fast-forwarded. Yeah,
I mean, because they do, they're starting to do the credits during La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
And then this happens. Now, first of all, it begins with Puss in Boots is going to fuck two women.
Yeah, he's right? Got two,
and then he's
like,
offering
long,
a burrow to fucking Donkey.
And what's crazy is he walks in and he's like, "Oh, Donkey, would you like to come out and party?" And I was like,
I'm
"Oh,
going
okay."
To the orgy house.
Well, so he's got like a lady for himself, uh-huh. Right? Keeping up the hilarious gag of animals fucking human beings.
Love it.
And then there's also a lady friend, mm-hmm. for Donkey. But no, you're right, Steve, because he says, we could find you a burro.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this cat wearing clothes and a hat and carrying a sword.
Well,
it's about to have sexual intercourse with two women. It's astounding enough that a cat would fuck one woman, but a cat is fucking two women at the same time. It is outrageous.
At least makes sense. The cat went to a cat house. Yeah. That makes some sense.
How about Cabin? How is that joke not? I just came back from the cat house. Like, how is that not in there?
Get me a fucking another cat with a bow in her hair, and it's like, this is my beautiful, sexy lady.
We should also mention quickly that Prince Charming's ending is being sexually assaulted by Larry King.
Oh, that's right. That's
and it's, like, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Okay, so those
hilarious.
So that
Puss
happens.
Boots and Donkey fuck and like.
No.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
You didn't watch it. So you're making assumptions.
I thought you said you just had a big orgy.
No, the invitation is there. He's trying to get the angle on the threesome. He's like, hey, Donkey, why don't you come out? We'll find you a burro to fuck.
Right, yeah.
Eric, Donkey, you're out of your element.
Which sounds like such a...
It's like a five-way, like, okay, Puss in Boots is having sex with two women, and then the other corner of this darkened room is this donkey.
Well, right, it's like a sex scene in Fargo.
Yes, exactly.
Not dissimilar.
Or like any scene in Autofocus.
And but then all of a sudden this enormous... This 6 foot...
We're making Shrek too.
Or a 6 foot four Native American guy comes in, takes his belt off and starts hitting Puss in Boots. You little piece of shit! You fucking weasel!
Oh my God.
Eric, what actually, now here is what you really want to hear.
Okay, please.
The dragon comes back, arrives.
Oh, right, because Eddie Murphy's like, no, I don't want to go out with you, Puss in Boots. I'm really sad that dragon left me.
Yeah.
And dragon comes back, and they have a very loving, like, oh, hey, I missed you so much, and all those things. She, like growls once or twice.
Yeah.
And what flies down onto his lap, but a bunch of donkey dragons.
They're half
little tiny donkey dragons.
I'm not kidding you. Yes.
No. A litter of them.
How does this look?
I'll show you. Because I fucking tweeted a photograph of it yesterday.
Oh my Lord. Because he's like, and his joke is like, oh my God, I'm a dad. Ooh, look at my little mutant children. He says the joke is my little mutant children.
Oh no.
There it is, dude.
God.
There's like six of them in reality. I mean, that's just one of them.
I'm going to puke.
Well, and I mean, like, you know what? Everyone, if you've turned off this episode already, which is fine, you're like, oh God, those guys are obsessed with sex.
You know, why do they?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the thing.
The movie's obsessed with sex.
They don't need to have children. You know, if Donkey and Dragon are in love with each other, that's fine.
Just
they're
make
fucking in. Fathering children.
Yeah. You know how you
hybrids.
Fix this? Like, oh, hey, Shrek, you know, I'm Donkey. Turns out I'm a mule. I can't have kids. Problem solved. And then I don't have to see those fucking godless abominations.
You didn't see it. You turned it off.
You just showed me a fucking photograph, and that's enough. Enough, Shrek. Enough.
Apparently, though, I saw some poor bastard on Twitter was telling me... he was working somewhere, and like when that came out, like I guess DreamWorks really tried to make those things like a the thing. Like they're like the minions of the time, and there was like stuffed animals of them.
Who would want that in their house?
I believe they're featured prominently in the third one.
I bet they're all because little scamps.
Because Shrek is trying to make a baby Shrek.
But that's what you're left on. That's like the end visual of the movie is him just covered in a bunch of his offspring. They all they jump on him.
That's
like,
disgusting. Daddy.
Yeah.
That's vile.
It's horrifying.
Well, I mean, if considering that the next one is all about them birthing a Shrek baby, it is kind of like the stinger with Thor and Doctor Strange meeting. Like, this is what's going to happen next time, guys. Get excited. More abominations for everybody.
Cabin, you just gave me a great idea, man. Because on our commentaries recently with the Twilight movies, going along with the theme of monsters trying to have children... Maybe Shrek the Third is a commentary. Oh. Yeah.
Have a good.
I'm just saying, patreon.com/wehatemovies.
It might be there.
Shrek the Third. How many were four theatrically released?
Theatrically released. There might have been a Christmas one.
There's all sorts of specials.
But I don't know if those were released in theater. I think those were all TV things. No,
because it was Shrek the Third.
They've been mulling around a fifth one, which might actually still be in works.
Is that right? Oh, yeah. Lord Almighty.
Or a reboot, maybe?
Reboot it. That makes total sense.
I doubt they're going to reboot it. Mike Myers
with Redbeard from Game of Thrones or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, yeah. That guy could definitely play Shrek.
Redbeard. I mean, he played Thormund Giantsbane.
Yeah.
He's in Force Majeure also.
Oh, yes, he's great in that. And also he was in The Fate of the Furious, which was a previous episode.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit in the movie.
No. The movie's a piece of shit.
Oh, for sure. That guy I'm saying seems pretty cool.
He's good.
I'd love to hang with
him. Exactly. I'd fucking smoke weed in his guest house.
Would anybody recommend Shrek 2?
No. And I actually think that this is actually, the animation is better.
Yep.
This is worse. I think the message is redundant and diluted and confused. The pop culture stuff is amplified. It's just not for me. It's a no.
It's also incredibly boring.
Yeah.
That was the big take. Like, you lose a lot of, like, the stuff that made me want to vomit in the first one.
Yes.
But this one is just, there's nothing happening.
But Banderas
other than
rules.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah, Banderas rules.
Yeah, he's good. Toss this. Never watch it.
I actually think this is top to bottom a better movie than Shrek 1.
All right.
And it's still not worthy of a recommendation. But I was surprised, legitimately surprised watching this, that it wasn't as what I deem as bad as Shrek 1.
Interesting. Don't watch this movie. You know, I'm sure if you have kids out there, maybe you've already been forced to watch stuff from the Shrek franchise.
I don't know. We're in Minionverse. I don't know.
Are we dipping back into Shrek land?
Yeah, I don't know if little kids are watching this. I mean, I have little nephews. That no one's talking about Shrek.
Are they watching the Puss in Boots Netflix show?
Text them right now.
I'm not going to text a child at 10 o'clock at night.
Shouldn't text a child ever, first of all. Related or not, don't be texting children. I think it's a total fucking piece of shit. I remember seeing it, and I will admit to this, I remember seeing it in the theater and enjoying it. And looking back, it doesn't hold up, it's fucking weird, and it's
and
whole,
you were,
like...
You were college-aged.
Yeah, I was, like, what, 20-something years old when this movie came out?
You were enjoying it.
I did. I remember enjoying it. I remember specifically sitting in the theater when... the big cookies walk in, you know, and I was like, this is fucking cool.
Oh, wow.
Academy Award.
I sure hope this becomes the first sequel to be nominated for Best Animated Feature.
Last night was the first time I ever watched this.
First and last for me.
Yeah.
2010 was Shrek Forever After. Plotline, Rumpelstiltskin tricks a midlife crisis burdened Shrek into allowing himself to be erased from existence and cast in a dark alternate timeline where Rumpel rules supreme.
Stop. Great movie.
Oh, there's no resolution. I guess I just never existed.
Whoa, you got John Hamm in this movie.
Oh, of course.
Jane Lynch, Craig Robinson, Blake Bell, Kathy Griffin, Mary Kay Plays, Kristen Schaal.
I'm sure we'll get
Meredith Vieira, Ryan Seacrest. Oh, Larry King is back.
Yeah, of course there's a bunch of fucking piece of shit celebrities from
Regis
the channel. Fucking yawn. Oh, great. Where's Carson Daly playing an elf? Fuck you, Shrek.
That is Shrek 2 from 2004, directed by Andrew Adamson, Kelly Asbury, and Conrad Vernon. If you want more We Hate Movies, head on over patreon.com/WeHateMovies.
Ooh, let's talk about what's up there for this month. We've got Death Wish.
That's right.
2018.
Bruce Willis. Snoozing through a motion picture.
Right. And what else do we got going on? Chris Cabin. It's something that's tied in to this movie.
We are going to do an animation damnation on the Netflix Puss in Boots that ran for 6 fucking seasons.
Every time I see that number, I'm shocked.
And we're also doing, obviously, another Nexus, which we're doing City on the Edge of Tomorrow.
Forever.
City on the Edge of Forever. I always get that wrong. City on the Edge of Forever and Great Elementary, episode. Dear Data.
So one classic episode of television and one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen.
And yeah, and we also have the Twilight Mentary that dropped late last month. You could still get that.
Positive reaction to that, by the way. People like listening to us get drunk on the air.
I want to mention, if you're not familiar with the commentary tracks we do or the Nexus, there are clips of these little sample clippings that you could find on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/WeHateMovies. In addition to that, you can also get the mailbag episodes almost a month early, basically a month early.
Yeah.
And there's some visual gags going on in
there. You want to watch them, I think.
That's right. So that's what's going on over on the Patreon, on the other side of the paywall, as it were. So check that out. Support the show. We would greatly appreciate it. Now, as always, We Hate Movies rolls on, never missing a week here on the show.
Never, ever.
Steve, what fucking wretched undertaking are we getting ourselves into next time?
17 again.
This is Zach, what's his face, Efron?
Zach Efron and Matthew Perry.
So until next time, with body swapping magic, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.